The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we did raise a question yesterday, which we didn't answer. You raised this question, Yosef, which was, Rambam says in Malachim Gimel Aleph, Im lo hinich lo avos av sefer, lo sha'ava kosev shnei sefer Torah. If the king... If his fathers didn't leave him a sefer, or if he lost it, then he writes two sefer Torah. But that implies that if they did leave him one, then he would not have to write two sefer Torah. So the question is, if we were reading the other Rambam right, then by the standard mitzvah of writing sefer Torah, it means that even if your fathers left you a sefer Torah, you still have to write one. So the question is, does the king's second Sefer Torah differ in structure from that? So the good news is that I found an answer. It's not in the Radvaz's commentary on the Rambam, but it's in his Tshuva. The bad news is I'm honestly just not in the mood to go through this today. So it's there on Ahal Torah. If you want to read through the whole thing, he takes you through the sugya. I'm just in the mood to get to go on. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, so onward to the Los Ases. You know what we should do though? Actually, we should read these in the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's no Yad Pshuta. All right, so let's not read in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm in a lazy mood today, so I'm just going to read what's here. Okay, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim. So he cannot have too many wives. So what does that mean? Mipi Yashmu Lamdu Shehu Lokeach Ad Shmona Esrei Nashim. So you can take up to 18 wives. Okay, if he needs more than that, it's a little excessive. Okay, bein hanashim, bein hapilagshim, and that is both. That counts hakol shmona esrei. That is including wives and concubines. Okay, so meaning 18 total. Im hosif achas, if he adds one ubala and he has bia with her, loke, he gets malchus. Vishlo legarish v'lisa acheres tachas shagirish. Okay, so he can divorce and marry another one in her place, yeah.
So let's say if he came into the kingship of 30 wives.
Presumably you would have to divorce the other ones, right? I guess unless he unless it is the maisa of getting married and having bia, in which case like he might be able to retain them. That's a good question, yeah.
I just think he's usually Or is it possible that he can only have 18 over the course of his life, or that he can only have 18? I guess my head was assuming it was obvious that the 18 was at a single time, so therefore it would have to be a case where he really had over 18.
I think the Havmina is that is not at one time, you know, total, yeah. Oh man, I wish we had the Yabshuta. Let's just see. Okay, so this is an interesting question in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Rambam says if he adds one to the number and has bia with her, then he gets malchus. Kashali, I think it's kashali. Manalan shetzarach shiyavalena. Where does the Rambam get it from that he needs to have bia with her? Dimla kitisha levad mikre marbe. So maybe you can say that just the act of marrying her would be considered to be over los asei. V'adraba svir le rabbeinu pilagshim v'lo ksuba v'lo kiddushin. And to the contrary, the Rambam holds that with pilagshim you can have a pilagish without a ksuba and without kiddushin. In kain mikem de kaddish afa pishlo bal mikriya isha. So you see that once he does kiddushin, even though he didn't have bia, then it's considered a wife. Tzarach iyun I asya b'shum I ise b'shum duchta. So he leaves as a tzarach iyun. So it was interesting. And then. Yeah. All right. So let's read on in the Rambam. All right. So velo yar below susim, he cannot increase horses. Ela kedemir kapto, he can only have enough for his chariot. Afilusus echad panui lios roat slafanav, even one free horse, meaning an uncharioted horse that is running in front of him, kedosh osin sharam lafim, like the other kings do, asur. That's asur vim hosif loke. And if he increases, then he gets malchus. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite some useless horses today.
Yeah.
Wondering, is this? When it says Kadeem or Kapta, isn't what he needs for war or what he can't attach chariots? Just because it would feel weird if it was only for chariots and that. Pointing to the fact that war cavalry is obsolete, chariots were obsolete, I think, before the Rambam was
signed. Okay, so that's good. It's a legitimate question. Let's see if any of the Nosakelim answer. Liberal Susim, Elakadeem or Kapta, Mishnah Sham, Daf Chaf Aleph. Where's the Sham? Is this probably in Sanhedrin? Some of these are in Sanhedrin. Yeah, Sanhedrin. So it's a Mishnah. Wait, Perek Beis? Yeah, Perek Beis. Let's just see if there's a Rambam on it. Let's see here. Oh, the computer's going slow. Okay, Mishnah. Oof, computer is slowing down. Okay, Mishnah is Gedolos. Sanhedrin.
And over here, I'm saying that the objective of the Gedolos is the situation that the Gedolos is.
Sanhedrin 2. Okay, so Merkava. Yeah, I looked at Merkavto. Okay, so the Rambam says, so he can increase horses as many as his soldiers need. That's interesting also. He can increase, presumably even for himself in his wars, in order to intimidate the enemy. I don't know what arvos are. Arvos muchanos? Do you know what arva is? Let me pause this. Okay, so we can't find this word, but he says what the Torah prohibits is for him to have horses that are levatala, that aren't necessary, whatever arvos means. Muchanos lirkov hu bahem be'ezium shirte. So it's kind of like the guys who have the fancy luxury sports cars all in their garage that they could just pick whichever one they want to ride on every day. So this does seem to be talking about an everyday chariot, right? A chariot for show, like at the coronation. I think they had the golden chariot that had like 18 horses or some crazy like number. But it's not mutter for him to have more than one horse for him to ride on, like the rest of the people. That's interesting. Does he say that in the Mishnah Torah? Let's see. Vim hosif loke. No, it's funny. He doesn't bring that down in the Mishnah Torah. Yeah,
well, he just said like they merkavta. I guess I assume that means is like only have horses. He means he only have horses for war. So you're asking why does it not say he's allowed one horse for riding?
And also, I mean, it is clear the thing about for war. Can you do me a favor and hand me a Nizikin Pirishmashmash in the Kafef? I just want to see if he explains anything. Thank you. Okay, so that was in Sanhedrin 2. Sanhedrin 2, and I don't remember which Mishnah it was. 2 Dalid in this one. 2 Dalid. That's 3. 2 Dalid. Maybe it's not Dalid here. That's another thing. So he can only have one horse to ride on. I mean, it sounds like for practical horses, he can have enough to ride on or enough for his chariot. I'm just still not sure why he doesn't bring it down for, bring down this distinction between war and stuff. I'm not finding this Beorvos thing. I have no idea what that is. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Torah. So then he says, "V'lo yar b'lo kesef zav." He cannot have too much silver and gold. L'haniach b'gin zav ulhis gaos bo ulhis naos bo. And he cannot have it to store in his treasuries, to become haughty with or to beautify himself with. Looks like there is some discrepancy in the Girsaos here. In the Oxford, it says, Milihis gaos, ulihis naos bo, oli, so it says, ulihis naos bo, ulihis gaos. Nusach apnim adif, shubderech zo, lozo af zo. So in here, he says he reverses it because it's saying not only this, but also that. He can only have enough to give to his soldiers, his army, and his servants and his ministers. But in terms of the whatever he needs that's ready for the tzarchei tzibur or the his milchamos or in the Osir Beis Hashem, that is a mitzvah to have more. It's only to get privately rich. Shnemar lo yar below, vim hir beloke. And if he does, is marbe, then he gets malchus. Yeah.
So when he's, to the this version just has to keep away from his personal account.
Seems like he just, it's only Osir to have it in his personal account.
As in the really separate government budget.
Yeah.
He can use for personal things.
Which he cannot use for personal things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, I don't know how these are played out in practice in terms of, like, first of all, how much is too much, you know? I mean, I don't know how you calculate these things or what constitutes, like, if it's building the palace, you know, is that considered a national need, you know, for, like, prestige, or is that considered a personal need because he's benefiting from it? You know, I'm not that, you know, these are questions that, like, Poskim, I'm sure, would take up in if this was reinstituted nowadays. But, you know, I don't think we're going to find it here unless we find it in the Shulchan Aruch HaAsid. I haven't looked there for this. Okay. Then he says, Hamelach Asur Lishtos Derech Shikrus. That's an interesting one. The king is prohibited to drink in a Derech of Shikrus. Shnemar, quotes Pasuk in Mishle, all the Malachim Shisu Yain. Kings should not drink wine. All the malachim shesu yain. They should not drink wine. Elihi osik b'torah uvitzarcha Yisrael b'yom uvalayla. He should be involved in Torah and in the needs of Israel for day and night. Shnemar v'haisa imo v'kara bo kol yimei chayav. It's a funny puzzle that he brings. It's about the Torah, right? He's saying you should read in it and, you should be with him and you should read in it all the days of his life. And so from there, it's saying that he should be involved in, that works for the Torah part. But interesting, Tzarchei Tzibur, Tzarchei Yisrael. I'm just curious if these are drashas. I just want to see if this is a drasha. The Torah Tumima. This is really slowing down. Okay, click. And Kol Yimei Chayav. And isn't this a kavod chomer? Umash and melech she'osik b'tzarcha Yisrael nemar bo v'karav bo v'kol miyachayav. Haidit lokoshkin. This is different. That's interesting kavod chomer. If a king who is involved in the tzarcha Yisrael, it says he has to be reading Torah day and night. Koshkin, everyone else. I don't. That's interesting drasha. I was going to say uva bavli. So that's in from the Yerushalmi. Uva bavli menachos tzadik tes on base yalfi zemi pasuk di Yoshua. Perak Aleph, Vahigisubu Yom Avlaila. That's where I thought the Yom Avlaila thing is for Talmud Torah, that it's open Pasuk Yeshua. Umitam ze Umitam Drashus Elu, Kasbu Tosmos, Bibrachos Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, Telchin Ein Mavarchin, Birchas Torah, Behol Pam Shioshiv Lilmon. Oh, that's right. This is the source of why you don't need to make a Birchas Torah every time you sit and learn. Come up with Sukkah, like you do with the Sukkah, Shemvarach Behol Pam Shinifnas Lishiv Sham, like you make a Bracha every time you enter to sit there. Mishum Delomi Yaish Mine. Because he doesn't leave it. Because he needs to be involved at all times. Yeah, that wasn't the drasha that I thought. So he doesn't, that's not a drasha, at least not one that the Torah to me brings down. Okay, so yeah.
Isn't that just, what's the halacha then? Because if this is just the same as everybody else, then.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's strange. I mean, the Machayev seems to be different, right? If just from a Torah Miksav perspective, I'm not saying halachically, but the fact that it says, in other words, Everyone has to be involved in Talmud Torah all day, but the king has a mechayev of Talmud Torah in order to keep him in a state of Yiras Hashem and to prevent his heart from being haughty and deviating from the malchus. You know, that's an additional concern. That was a good question, though. Okay, so it looks like we can probably finish this tomorrow. Doesn't look like we have that much left. Okay, let's stop here for today.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.